How do I feel when my website and applications come under attack? Thanks to Neustar Security, I feel confident.
Their full ultra-secure suite of always-on cloud security services enables me to be confident that our website will always be available to our customers whenever they need it.
Neustar Security does more than ensure my company's online presence is ultra-secure. It ensures my peace of mind. Neustar Security, always on, ultra-secure.
Welcome to the Caring Orchid Foundation, Caring Orchid Promise Talk Radio Show, brought to you and sponsored by Don Diva Enterprises, a Caring Orchid partner. We would like to kick off our Caring Orchid Promise with some good news, charitable organization updates, opportunities, and community initiatives, and more. And with that, let's go into simple ways to get present. And as a charity service and charitable organization, we tend to like to let you know tips and tricks to stay present and walk you through different things that happen in your life due to the fact, again, you know, as we spoke of before, about different lifetime changes and things that happen in your life. And we've talked about the things such as struggling versus opening up, expansion into your mindset, your urges and your sensations and feelings and difficult feelings and processing them. And we also talked about getting hooked into your thoughts and getting hooked into your mind and finding how mind, body, and how the triggers work for you. And then how to manage and hook yourself from bad triggers versus the good triggers and things like that. Then we're talking about the long-term effects and then the short-term effects, connecting the dots to the mind body. And with the dots, we mean by distractions, opting out of bad thinking, and then thinking about what you're doing, and then not going into overthinking and the what ifs and why me and not fair modes and things like that, or, you know, the things that we use in the interim when we're going through things such as substance, self-harm, or strategies that are not helping us move to better strategies but to worse strategies. And part of that is finding, you know, things that you do that don't cause you self-harm or abusive prescription medicines or, you know, anything with suicide or anything like that. And those are things that we'll unpack here soon about what the impact of being displaced or environmental changes or detriments of environment or other things such as acquaintance or things that happen in the interim of, you know, going through life changes, or as in this time, in this climate, we're going through a pandemic epidemic of COVID, and it's not been easy for a lot of people to process or deal with having to sit at home on lockdown. And part of that is that if you're displaced and homeless already, it's already bad enough being homeless or not being in a place where you want to be at. And I remember the age old thing, it's not where you're at, it's where you want to be. And it makes it 10 times more difficult for a person who is in a displacement situation or in a situation of not being in the environment that they want to be in or thrive in. And part of thriving is being where you want to be at or positioned in a area that helps you to grow or makes you happy. And part of that was homelessness or a displacement or in bad situations, such as we talked about before with Caring Orchid and the different packages that we offer for that. And those will be uploaded to the website, caringorchidfoundation.org, is that it's not easy for financial well-being. It's not easy for domestic violence. It's not easy for veterans. And it's not easy to get and obtain resources when COVID, it will cause this inertia of people or influx of people who end up displaced, or sometimes family members who are primary breadwinners might be losing their primary income. So what does that do? It causes a variable change, and it causes a serious change in the family dynamic, demographic, household numbers, and things like that. So charities like mine or other charities outside adjacent that you see, those big name charities that you see out there that are international, whereas mine might be local or in a region, you're looking at, it gets taxed. The money gets taxed because you're having an influx of people requesting resources or help. And in that, we implore anybody during these times donate to charities, donate to nonprofit organizations or for-profit organizations, donate clothing, donate food, do it contactless. If you drop it by the center, make sure everything is clean, make sure it's in bags, make sure it's washed, make sure it's very, very hygienic, make sure it's wrapped in plastic, make sure it's absolutely clean, so that when somebody comes through a charitable door or something like that and they're saying, well, my mom or dad or my uncle or grandma or gangan, something happened, you know, our primary breadwinner, because when you have the demographic or dynamic in your household change, and that might have been the primary breadwinner in the household, whether it's mom, if it's dad, and you know, you've got your essential workers that still have to work, if somebody drops, what can you do? You have the children that end up orphaned, or you have a husband that has to take on all the financial responsibility, or you have in the other interim, which is the perspective of the wife that has to take it on. If the husband was a primary breadwinner, what do you do now? You're coming through doors like mine, and you're looking for services, you're looking for finance, you're looking for money, you're looking for placement, you're looking for a hotel stay, you're looking for vouchers. What if you're at the end of your rope already financially and you needed, you know, the last paycheck for a mortgage? Now you have to deal with the funeral. What if you have to deal with funeral costs? The things that we don't plan for or plan for, COVID has thrown a lot of those variables into people's lives. So what we're going to do is talk about being present. And then the next session, we'll talk about being mindful. And with that, that's part of the series of learning how to deal with a pandemic, epidemic, and being present, and learning how to appreciate the worst times of your life, even though it is the worst time and it's the moment where you scream, the time where, you know, bills are piling up, you're feeling like you're getting punched, and by the time something happens like that, the demographic in your household changes, it's at the point of finish him!
Finish him!
And at that point, you're just ready to throw in the towel. And at that point, I implore you to go and start writing these things down that I'm going to give you tips and tricks to go and get through it, because I can relate to this, because there's a point in time where I actually had been homeless, and it was a weird situation that happened, and I won't go into the heavy detail, but being homeless taught me one thing. You have to learn how to thrive in spite of. I was going through college, and I had to learn how to be okay coming through someone's door and saying, I need help. I need this. I need that. You know, what can you do for me? And, you know, it takes 1 minute to be present and saying, okay, the situation is bad, but what can I do to help myself? Where do I pick myself up by the bootstraps and move on and find a way to be present in the time and find things to do or things to go and change my mindset? I was going through college as well. So with that, I'm going to show you tips and tricks how to do that. And again, that is finding other things and other strategies, okay? So with that, you figure out vitality versus suffering, and then, like we were talking about previously, problems and values, and how to go through your struggles and suffering and find the rich and meaningful life meanings through your hardship or what you're going through at that time. And with this pandemic and epidemic, is learning from your CDC, your levels of government, your leadership and management, who are going to tell you what you need to be doing in the interim to get through this, and strategically plan while you're going through this lockdown and figuring out, how do I stay present in this lockdown? How do I get myself to stay mentally okay and mentally fit? And part of that is overcoming a bad situation you didn't plan for. So we're going to take this exercise and use this as a way to stay present and a way to also be grateful. But we're going to go into this part first, and then we'll go to the next part. Now, this is a simple exercise to center yourself and connect with your environment. Practice it throughout the day, especially at times you feel and find yourself getting caught up in your thoughts and feelings. And part of that is getting caught up in your thoughts and feelings can have you up there with anxiety, panic attack, and with COVID, it has caused a lot of people to have a mental breakdown that normally wouldn't have one. And the reason why is that it is literally what stress affects the body. And we went over this before about how stress can affect you. It really can hit anybody. So people who didn't think mental health is real, it can happen to anybody. It can happen to the best of us. And a situation like this can harm essential workers, doctors who have to see the influx of patients. They're not used to the heavy traffic of people coming in sick as a dog and dying. And you have to prioritize lives. Those things like that affect someone. So think about the demographic of being in a household like this, and or if you're displaced in a situation of being homeless, or you're a veteran, or you are in a domestic violence situation, domestic violence is going up in instances of this. So we're seeing an influx of people coming through those doors who are like, oh my God, you know, I've just got thrown out of the house. And, you know, at this time you would think people will be coming together, but this is where you're seeing a lot of people falling apart. You're going to see a lot of the hikes in divorce. You're going to see a lot of hikes in kids in therapy and counseling because the parents are at each other's throats. So you don't want that either. So we're going to find simple ways to get present in that. So in that, we're going to take 10 slow breaths. Focus on breathing in and out slowly as possible until the lungs are completely empty, and then allow yourself to refill them by themselves. And then notice the sensations of your lungs emptying. Then notice them refilling. Notice your rib cage rising and falling. And then notice the gentle rise and fall of your shoulders. Then see if you can let your thoughts come and go as they are. And just like you hear a car engine revving up, think of that as you being present, right? You're thinking of you being present in the here and now. Think of your breathing as you hear that hum, hum, hum of an engine, right? You hear it revving up. So that is your breathing. So you're present. So breathing in and out. And this is what I meant by environmental and things that you can't control. So you're being present and you're breathing, right? So with that, you expand your awareness, simultaneously noticing your breathing and your body. Then you look around the room and you notice that you can see, hear, smell, touch, and feel. So with that, what did I do? I'm present in my breathing and present in my exercise, because when you have like an environment, you can't control the variables of an environment. And I'll give you a prime example. When you have disrespectful neighbors, or you have disrespectful environment, or you have a nuisance environment, what do you do? You're still present and mindful of your environment and yourself and what you can control. I can't control disrespectful neighbors or people in business, right? You can't control loud businessmen or disrespectful neighbors or a piss poor environment, but you can control the levels and depths of breathing, right? So we're being present in that. So with that, you have to learn what your locus of control is. You can't control disrespectful neighbors, right? That's a prime example for one. Or you can't control a bad, detrimental environment. And you can't control outside variables, but you can control how you react, right? So in that, we're being mindful, we're being present in our breathing, and we're being present in the exercise. Okay. So then, on top of that, as you expand your awareness, simultaneously notice your breathing and your body, then look around the room or where you're at in your environment, if that's in your office, home office, and with that, your environment. Again, you can't control the variables, and that's what I meant by alleviating yourself of poisonous spirits, poisonous environment, or detrimental environment, or disrespectful environment, or things that you know are variables that try to distract or try to elicit the negativity or try to elicit the feelings or emotional detriment that can happen. You can't control who you're around and you can't control your environment, but you control your reaction and you control being present and mindful. And that's part of those practices in doing all of this. And this is why I said sometimes you have to remove yourself from the environment or remove the environmental stresses or the things or the factors or the demonic factors or the out of order or factors that you can't control, but you can definitely find other methods to nip it in the bud. But again, we're going to go through the rest of this exercise and dropping the anchor. And part of that is dropping the heavy weight, or the what I call a devil in a blue dress, or devil in blue pants, or devil in a red dress, or devil in red pants. And that is that demonic spirit or that poisonous spirit. And that is generally, sometimes your environment can be poisonous. The people around you can be poisonous. Your air, the air quality can be poisonous. For example, you can have like an AC unit it can be very poisonous if it's tampered with. You can have people who are very poisonous of your mental health, emotional health, your environmental health. And those are prime examples of things that you have to drop the anchor on or drop the heavy weight. And that's just like that revving engine, right? So you have to find a way to drop the anvil or the anchor of that heavy spirit or that demonic spirit or things that do not feed you or do not feed your mental health or your emotional health or your wellness. But again, with these exercises, that helps you to stay present and mindful. Okay. So now we're in the next exercise, which is dropping the anchor. This is another simple exercise to center yourself and connect with the world around you. Practice it throughout the day, especially anytime you find yourself getting caught up in your thoughts and feelings. And I gave you prime examples of things that will get you caught up in your thoughts and feelings or distract you or cause levels and depths of animosity or hostility. And I gave you prime examples of bad environment, poor environment, demonic environment, or a environment that's poisonous or not good for your mental health or emotional health or detrimental to the things that you're trying to. So in that, we're going to drop the anchor. Okay. So we've caught up on the thoughts and feelings. We've gotten present. So now what we're going to do is plant your feet on the ground and dropping that anchor and that heavy weight. So one, plant your feet on the floor. Or if you're sitting down, plant your feet on the floor. Okay. Push them down. Notice the floor beneath you supporting you. That is giving you that energy, that light source, that light energy. Like, look out your window. You see the light coming through and shining through, right? So you're not blinded by the light. That light is pouring energy, light energy into you. Okay? So then you're going to push down. You're going to notice the floor beneath you supporting you. So that's just also like the light energy that's coming through the window, right? So that it's going to pour through you. You're going to feel that energy going all the way down from your feet, all the way up. So you're going to feel it from your feet, your knees, your head, and your shoulders. Okay? Notice your entire muscles, the tension in your legs as you push your feet down. So you're going to take that inertia of that tension, just like you feel it in your mind, body, and spirit when you have things that are distracting or that poisonous spirit or the poisonous environment. You're going to push that energy up. Okay, you're going to take the light energy and replace the negative energy, and you're going to have that light energy come through while you're breathing and you're dropping that anchor of the heavy weight. Okay, so notice your entire body and the feeling of gravity down through your head, spine, legs, into your feet. Then you're going to look around and notice that you can see and hear around you. So we notice what? The air quality, it's getting better. We're noticing that we're mindful of the good things, the light energy coming through the window. We're noticing that the energy from the floor is soaring through the body, okay? So now you feel that good spirit. You're letting go of that bad spirit, that poisonous environment, that biohazard of a bad environment, demonic spirit that might surround you. That distracting spirit that doesn't keep you present and mindful, okay? So that's the same as being displaced or in an environment that's not meant for you, okay? Because you have to remember, environmental stress, you can't always control it, right? You can't control where you're placed at or displaced at, but you can control the variable being present right then. So we've done all the look around. We've done the planting, right? So we planted those seeds of light. So it's come through you, okay? So in this, we're going to go say, notice the five things. This is a simple exercise to center yourself, engage in your environment, practice it throughout the day, especially in time you find yourself getting caught in your thoughts and feelings or emotional things that cause you to get into rumination or making you feel some type of way. Because part of that is you have to find a way to not ruminate and go around and not connect the dots. You need to connect the dots and then find the way to get the strategies to power through the distractions, the bad spirit, or the bad environment or displacement environment that makes it so not desirable to you, but you have to find a way to overcome and power through it and then push, pray until something happens. Okay. So in that, we've paused for a moment. We've looked around, noticed the five things. Then we've got to listen carefully and notice the things that you can see and hear. And then after you notice those things, you can feel in contact with your body. For example, the watch against your wrist, your trousers, or if you're a woman, your dress, or if you're a woman that likes pants, you're wearing the pants, right? And you notice that your feet upon the floor, your back against the chair if you're sitting down, and you're noticing the energy has changed. It's changed from that poisonous air energy to a light energy and good air, okay? Good, clean air. So, with that, finally, do all the above simultaneously. So now you know the art of being present and getting present. And that's even through COVID, non-COVID, non-essential situations that happen. And with COVID, we're not able to plan like we want to, how to feel. But we have to learn how to go and push through it and find a way to deal with our environment, whether the variables are changed overnight or if it's been a long-term situation of displacement, and then you're dealing with the epidemic and pandemic situation and having to go day by day and being present and mindful and then preserving your mental health, your emotional health, and sanity. Okay? I don't mean insanity, but sanity. So in this, we're going to do this, and that's being grateful. And finding things to be grateful about in this time helps. Okay, so get out your pen and pad, and we're going to start writing. So in that, we're going to think, how was my day? We're going to score it from -5 to +5. Then we're going to talk about my progression and successes today. You have to think of 3 things that you have had success and made progress with in the day that are essential. And then sometimes lowering your standards in a time of COVID or pandemic or displacement or environmental disgruntledness or environmental stresses that you can't control the outcome or variable or the people around you, saying being displaced in a place that you don't want to be, or you might be in a hotel or somewhere that just is not ideal. Okay. So with that, lower your standards for that time being. Because when you have higher standards and you're in a place that you don't really want to be at, or around people that you don't really like, or they go out their way to make it a difficult situation for you, you have to find a way to lower your standards or your expectation of people or the variable outcomes of dealing with them or interacting. Okay? So you're going to number that 1 to 3. Then pat yourself on the back. What did you do today that required courage or positive choice that you can make that's consistent with who and what you want to become? Because a lot of times you're going to have to find things or inspirational things that will keep you in a good pentameter or in a good mindset, so you don't poison your mindset with the people around you or distractions or things that do not help you to connect the dots or create levels of stress. Okay? So we've written those things down so far. Think about, what have I learned? Think about, what did you learn about yourself? What inspired you? Who inspires you? Then your goals and intentions in the interim, or strategies that you're going to come up with, not self-harm, not self-medicating, not over-drinking or doing anything to the point that you're going to create an issue and that you're going to end up needing to see more of a specialist and get more resources by the time it's all said and done. Okay? So what are your goals and intentions, the actions and thoughts and steps do you take today that move you towards your goals and intentions, or post-COVID, to recover and recover in such a good way that you won't need as much therapy, or you won't need to have to go and utilize resources or tax resources, whereas someone else might need to use it, because it's going to be long-term effects of this. Like we say, our essential workers or our doctors or our other things like nurses and nurse case managers that are going to have to deal with the influx of people who are going to start having real PTSD, see PTSD and issues from it, or levels of trauma that they're going to end up seeing a lot of psychiatrists, psychologists, or coaches, or people that we partners with at like Don Diva Coaching or IMCC.com, who will take clients who are going to be going through this, who are going to have long-term effects, residual effects of having to go through things, and you have to bring them through levels and depths of understanding that you're displaced, or they're coming through caringorchidfoundation.org and saying, I need help, I need resources, and you have to figure out, okay, what's the needs assessment with a client, and getting them to understand that, you know, you can get there from here, but it's going to take some time. Let me know exactly what's going on, whether it's finances, if I have to refer you to Don Diva Credit Repair, or if I have to refer you to other resources such as the coaching, and then coinciding all of that to figure out what we can do to get you okay and figure out where you can get qualified for second chance housing or things like that. Because like I said, COVID puts these variables in action and pandemics that you weren't expecting. So you don't know how a person's paychecks were in the household, if they were living paycheck to paycheck already, and then when someone comes through the doors, you don't know what you're going to be dealing with and having to do a needs assessment and finding out what the client is having to deal with, and then having to figure out where do we help you at first, prioritizing that, and then figuring out how to get them to be grateful in the interim of that and doing these exercises as we're doing right now. So in that, that's where the goals and intentions come from. Then, you know, what if anything is triggering me today? And then you have to think of yourself, where do I need to be kinder to myself? And that's part of that being grateful. Be kind to yourself. Understand that there are some things you can't control, like environment or your outcome variables, but you can at least direct it to a direction that you can kind of guesstimate what you need to be doing, and then doing a strategic plan to counteract anything, the snafus, the what ifs, or the things that make you scream. And then look after you, your family, and then find ways to be gratitude and present in that, and appreciation. Three things that you are grateful for and appreciate today are essential. Lower your standards, even if it's to go to the charity's bargain bin to go find you some clothes, shoes, or going to the pantry and getting a box full of food until you can get things like emergency SNAP, EBT, and things like that, you know, TANF, all the things and resources that charities have, or being able to refer you over to the surgeon. Those services that are there, and that's why you donate to charities. That is why, because when you get vouchers and things like that, you're able to go to a nurse case manager or a social worker, MSW, who's going to be able to take you on further and say, hey, we have this, this, and this. Here's what I can give you based on this type, and here's what I can do here, here, and here. And that helps out. It eases the pain. So in there, think about, how's my day? Where do I score it? I'll complete this in my level of writing down what's going on. So we've written all these different things, right? Then you think about, what's the difference in my scores from start to finish, from negative 5 to positive 5. We're hoping to have more positives than negatives. And then from there, you have to say to yourself, what else do I want to make note of here? Anything else you may want to record, things that you noticed and that you've reflected, things that you want to do differently tomorrow, because this is not an easy feat to do. This is not easy to lower your standards or expectations, and therefore you want to get to a point that you understand that your situation, your variables are not always predictable. Sometimes they are unpredictable, and sometimes you're going to have to find a way to take the heavy punches. And you're going to have to tell life, hold my burr. Although I don't advocate for people to drink when they're going through something, or hold my tea. There is a little bit better, because you get sometimes people who will actually go into levels of self-medication, self-harm, or alcoholism, or things like that, and we end up seeing those type of clients as well. And then you have to refer them to other services, addiction services, and things like that, 12-step programs. And a lot of that is part of what happens when you go through unprecedented, unmitigated things that happen like this. So therefore, I hope this helps you guys in being mindful, or being present rather, and then we're going to work on being mindful the next session and the next exercise in that. So thank you for attending the Caring Orchid Foundation, Caring Orchid Promise Talk Radio Show on being present and learning how to deal within a time of storm, pandemic, epidemic, or unpredictable variables that come, and finding ways to be successful and being present in those outcomes. So I'm going to take you out of here with some good music, and then we're going to go from there and have a nice day. Thank you for attending.